two duties performed. One is not so agreeable, the other is extremely agreeable. So I think we'll start with the disagreeable one first and end on a high. With old buildings, you know the old adage about the fourth bridge. You start painting at one end, by the time you get to the other end, it's time to start at the beginning. And much the same can be said for old buildings such as this. Sometimes the work that needs to be done can be planned, financed, and taken on board in a fairly, I'm going to say, leisurely way, but perhaps that's not quite the right word. But at least you can do the work in an orderly fashion. Sometimes, however, things present themselves which have to be dealt with more or less immediately. And I'm sorry to say that that is a situation that we here in St. Michael's find ourselves today. We were getting ready for the work which is going on through that door in the old vestry, creating a kitchen and a toilet and set free access both into the church from outside and into the church from the vestry. And to do that, we were aware that there was going to be dust and general mess around. And to protect the organ from this, we had this black plastic sheet put around the organ to protect it. And in so doing, we discovered that up in the corner above the organ and on the first spring to the east of the arch, that we have dry rot. Those of you who have any experience of dry rot know that this is A, extremely serious and worrying, and B, needs to be dealt with most expeditiously. So things are in train, but we're going to need an awful lot of money, which certainly on our own as a community of St. Michael's, there is no way that we can meet that on our own. So we are starting a fund which has been delightfully named the Fundless Fund. And Julie, who is sitting on the front bench here, has raffle tickets which she will be delighted to send you to start the ball over. I'm afraid a rather more vigorous appeal for money is going to have to be made after, but at least it's a start. So please, if you can, do support us in this major work. Now, the good news, of course, is that we are celebrating today the replacement of the old blowers of the organ. I've already alluded to the fact that up there we're creating this kitchen and toilet and set-free access. In order to do that, we had to move the blower and the attendant conduit that brings the air in from outside the church, because it would have been in the way of the work. So, blowers which probably date back to the 1930s or 40s were probably life expired or getting close to it. So it was a good opportunity to replace them with state-of-the-art machinery, which we've done. And early in November last year, the organ sounded with the new blowers blowing air through the pipes. An advantage of this is, of course, as you can probably see or hear or feel, that we are blowing air which is from within the church into the church, rather than blowing cold air from outside the church into the church, which is going to make a great difference in the winter. to fund this expense, we asked the St Michael's College Society if they would help. And not only did they help, but they rose to the challenge quite wonderfully and raised all the money necessary to do this very well. And we, as a community of St Michael's, are immensely grateful for this generosity on the society's part to enable this work to be done so expeditiously. So, the purpose we're all gathered here just at this moment is so that you can hear the melody of the organ on its own. You've already heard it in its traditional bow accompanying choir. You will already be aware that the nuns are an exceedingly good organ. And you're about to hear a little bit more of those nuns in the next few minutes. So, once again, on behalf of St Michael's, to the society, we do thank you most sincerely for the wonderful generosity that you've shown us in supporting this move, which is going to be of great benefit to the church for many years to come. And we are extremely grateful to you. So let's hear the results of all of that. Yes. Before I disappear, I should. We have created a plaque to recognise this moment and this generosity. And I'm delighted to ask Christopher Goldsmith if he would just lift the curtain off.
So it's a lift, just a little bit.